Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The compelling fantasy novel, The World of D'Etra, features a magical realm where all sorts of mythical creatures live. There are fairies, elves, dwarves, unicorns, dragons, and some creatures no one has ever heard of. The book thrives on a quest for adventure and magic as two twins enter the world only to be separated by the world's magic. One twin is the guardian of the forest, the other is the savior of the world. Catherine Cardona Andrade was raised in Joplin, Missouri. She has obtained an AA of Applied Science, working towards her BA in Business Administration, which will be completed later this year. Her passion has always been art, especially writing, and she's the author of The World of D'Etra. With us on the program is Catherine. By the way, when not writing, spends her time playing Wizard 101 or walking on the beach. Her two children, Sonia and Hilario Diesel, helped her to write the book. Our guest on This Week in America is Catherine Cardona Andrade, author of The World of D'Etra, and she's with us on This Week in America. Catherine, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Pleasure to be here, Rick.
Let's talk about the background, where this began, where this love of writing and storytelling and world creating came from. I assume back as a child, what was it like growing up in Joplin, Missouri?
Well, me and my brother would run around and play in parks, and there was Show Creek. We'd swim in Show Creek, fish, basically rode our bikes and just had fun during the summer. And in the winter, we would build snow forts and run around and play outside or be inside reading books, drinking hot chocolate. Normal, I guess.
Yeah, it sounds like a great upbringing in Joplin, Missouri. The author of The World of D'Etra is with us on the program, Catherine Cardona Andrade, and I'll give you all the information on where to get the book as we go through the interview today. What inspired you to write this book? You've written another one. Where did this idea come from to create this magical world and all these creatures some we never heard of before? Where did this come from?
This came from watching my children. They would run around just doing imaginary friends, imaginary things. And I've always had a great imagination myself. So I just was watching them one day, and I don't know, it just kind of came to me that this would be a good book to have in, you know, the world. To bring light and laughter to children and adults alike. And just to, I don't know, it just kind of gave it to me.
Well, that's interesting. And then you were able to bring it to life. The book is The World of D'Etra. This is a really charming book. It's amazing stories, the characters that you bring to life. The book is available. I'll direct you to Dorrance Publishing, bookstore.dorrancepublishing.com. We've got a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, of course, book. And the other book, The Druid's Ring, is available as well. And we'll give you, again, that information when you go to thisweekinamerica.us. Now let's talk about the creatures. Where did these creatures come from? How did you develop these?
The creatures came from research. I took a mythology course in college, and basically they are based on Greek mythology with a little modern twist. They are different names because I wanted something different. I didn't want to follow the guidelines of all the other authors out there. So I created most of the names myself, but their powers are a little twist, you know, a little different than what the Greek mythology gives. But I had a great English teacher who said I had a great talent for creative writing, so I decided to put it to the test and write this book.
Then you create the creatures, you put them in this new world, and I love when people create this new world. There are basically no boundaries. You can do whatever's in the author's imagination. What was that like to create this new world that you bring to life in The World of D'Etra?
It was difficult. I mean, the woods, of course, you know, are just basic woods, but the characters is what makes the world come to life. But there's different things in there, like the moonstones and the crystals that they use, the way they can just magically appear and disappear, some of the creatures and the portals they use. It all comes together with the book. But, you know, I mean, if they really want to know, you just have to read the book, because it's I can't explain how my imagination flows. They can only read it to find out how my imagination flows.
Well, yes, and we don't want to give away too much. So buy a copy of The World of Deatra. It'll be a great addition to the library. Parents will like it. The kids will like it as well. It's an amazing story you bring to life. When you were beginning this process and the creatures in the world, did you have this all mapped out before you actually started writing, or did a lot of this occur organically as you were telling the story?
The actual plot was mapped out. Having had great English teachers in the past, you always know when you're writing a book, you want to write your beginning and your endings, yes. Just the general how it's going to flow. The creatures actually came to light as I was writing the book, different ones for different areas. My son was a great inspiration to me, creating Dark Wolf and also the Rolling Ball Rocks in the Desert. Those were two of his greatest ideas. My daughter, Sonia, and the kids did it, me with the Dwarven Realm. They created the gnomes, and that was their idea for the inventions of how they use and what they build. My other daughter, Maya Cardona Andrade, is a great artist, and even though she's not going to be happy I mentioned her, but she is actually a very big inspiration to this book, and all my children will benefit from this book, as well as charities. When I make enough sales, everybody will benefit from this book.
I love the positive aspect of this. It's a book well written. It will be well received, and people are the ones who have read the book are really high in the praise for The World of Deatra. And I love the family input. It's a creative process, feeding all of this to Catherine, who pulls it all off so well in her book. How long did it take to write this book? How long a process was this?
Oh, this was a long process. I started in 2003, ended in 2023. The reason being because I was busy raising my family and going to school, and I just kept putting it off. But I've gotten some great reviews already on the book. Basically, some of them are even asking when the next book's coming out. They're saying it's fun. It helps me get away from life. It's well written. I just have had all these other great reviews on this book, and I know it's going to be successful.
And the book, by the way, available after March 1st, so basically in 24 hours you'll find this book pretty much everywhere. Books a Million, Kindle, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Request the book from your local library. Important to get it into school libraries as well. And, of course, you can order online. You can also order at Dorrance Publishing, bookstore.dorrancepublishing.com. All of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What was maybe the greatest challenge that you faced in writing this book?
Ending the book. the ending was very difficult. I just wanted to keep going, but I knew that there was a deadline, and I had to meet that deadline. And Mary Forgonio at Dorrance, I have to give a great tribute to her, because she kept pushing me and telling me that this is going to be the bestseller, and I really need to get this done, and she really stood by my side. So that was probably the biggest challenge that I had.
Well, and you overcame that, and the book is really well received. It's an excellent read, The World of Deatra book available. Basically, I'm going to say now, wherever books are sold, and we've got all this on our website, the author, Catherine Cardona Andrade. You mentioned this before. I want to go back to it again because it's so important, the role that your children played. How important was that for you to nourish them, to see their enthusiasm of writing and the arts and being creative? How important was that? How rewarding was that to see the children, the kids involved in this?
It was extremely rewarding. Kids can inspire adults if they listen to them. And my children, their imaginations, their art, their creative talents, a lot of that comes strictly from them because they're their own individuals. But it was very rewarding to watch their faces light up and hear them chatter and run around and act out the characters sometimes. And they would even fight sometimes, play fight, of course, with the characters.
Yes.
It helped with my writing because, they just the way they interact and with each other.
It's just such an amazing story how this book came about. And by the way, Olerio and Sonia's names are on the cover of the book. How much fun is that for them to see their names on the cover of the book? They pick out the box comes, they open up, and they got all the books in there, The World of Deatra, and their names are on the cover. How much fun was that for the family?
Well, the family is living in two separate states, so my daughter actually hasn't got her book yet. But Hilario, he just looked at it and was like, cool. So,
well, hopefully it's the first of many for everybody, because the creativity is just amazing in the book. What was the goal when you were setting out in writing this? What were your expectations when you wrote The World of Deatra?
My expectations were to create an atmosphere that people could get away from life, that they could go into another realm and just be somewhere different than the violent, horrible place that we seem to live in now. Every time I turn on the news, it's just so much negativity, and this is just a positive way for them to escape. So my goal was to create a happy environment that kids can go into and use their imagination and hopefully come out with more imagination, which it seems to be lacking in society these days with all the, I don't know, everything's just so fixated on social media. And I think people need to get back to the reality that family is what counts, and families need to start sticking together and stand up to some of this negativity that's going on out there.
Boy, there is a lot of it, and your book does that. It lets us escape into a different world, and all of a sudden, for a couple of hours as we're reading, we're forgetting everything that's going on around us, and we're just absorbed by what you're doing with the characters and the world that you've created in The World of Deatra. I mentioned this was, I think, the second book, right? The Druid's Ring, highly rated, available on Amazon Kindle. Will there be another book? Are you working on a follow-up to this?
I am working on the second book. I'm about halfway through. The other book on Kindle can be got free if you got Kindle Plus, which I would suggest strongly that you all get the Kindle Plus and get it for free. It is a very good book. But this, the second book, it should be ready hopefully by the end of December or next year at the latest. It's going to be a lot longer, and I'm going to put the two books together and hopefully get them into an audiobook as well. So with enough sales and everything, this will all come to fruition, and everybody can continue having fun in this great world that I've created.
It's nice. Once you've created that and we've got a knowledge of that, it's like, okay, this is not one and done. There will be something else there, and we can pick up on the story and watch for that coming around the end of this year, the first part of next year. I mentioned that you're working on education, working on a BA in business administration. You're a gifted writer. Are you thinking about a writing career? How are you going to incorporate writing with the new degree?
You know, I constantly keep asking myself this, but my true passion is reforestation. Now China's finally beginning to realize, and Argentina, Brazil, they, and America too should also realize that we need to redo our forests. We have land out there that can't be produce anything anymore, and we should be planting oak trees and eucalyptus and whatever kind of trees we can to start taking the carbon out of the air and change the climate. So that's really where I plan on going, whether it's in journalism or writing other books about that, or I don't know, I'm sure writing will have something to do with my career.
Well, it really should, because you do an excellent job at writing. And I know you've been volunteering, involved in animal welfare, in taking care of animals, working with animals. Talk about that and where that passion came from. That's something else that often gets overlooked in society, the furry friends that we have out there.
Working with the animals can actually help you be more sociable with real life people. Not to mention it reduces your stress if you do a lot with schoolwork and such as I do. So you can go in and play with the cats, walk the dogs. These animals that are in cages desperately need love, and they desperately need companionship. And anyone that has a minute or is bored with their life, that's a great way to get out there and do something with your life rather than just sit there, play a game. I just can't see people living in their bedrooms playing games and just not living life or doing anything, especially people that have lost their, I mean, a lot of people lost their animals this year. They're so sad, and this is a great way for them to give back and also cherish their animals.
If you walk into a shelter and look around, I guarantee you're going to be touched. You are going to be moved, and you will want to figure out how you can take three or four and incorporate them into the home as they look at you and you look at them and you make that contact. It's a special moment, isn't it?
Oh, yes. There's been many times I wish I could take all the cats home. I see in the cage, in those little cages. I just want to take them and put them in a big atrium, just let them run around.
That would be nice. Nice to be able to do that.
They need to run. Like, they got huskies and Rottweilers and pit bulls, but a lot of pit bulls. And the pit bull is the sweetest dog in the world. I used to live next to pit bulls. They are awesome, awesome dogs.
Yeah, you talk about somebody or something that gets a bad rap. They do, don't they? You talk to people and say they really are lovable pets. It's just they get a bad rap, and that's the reputation that spreads for them.
Yes, it's all in how they're raised, actually. I mean, it's just like the Rottweiler, the German Shepherd, the Doberman. Those were all breeds that people say were bad, but they're not. It depends on how they're treated, just like anybody or anything. If you're treated good, you're good. If you're treated bad, well, you have another outcome in life.
Our guest on the program is Catherine Cardona Andrade. The book is The World of D'Atra, and it's a compelling fantasy novel. It's got great characters. It's got a new world. You're going to love what transpires there. Book available basically wherever books are sold now, bookstore.dorancepublishing.com, also available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. Ask for it at the library. Ask for it at the local bookstore. If they don't have it, they can get it for you. Couple minutes left in the program. You talked about the growing up in Joplin and getting outdoors and experiencing that. You talked about hot chocolate and reading, especially in the winter. That sounds very comforting right now. Who did you read as a child? Who was your inspiration, the writers that you enjoyed reading, and maybe those that inspire you now?
The writers, yes. Well, my favorite book is The Secret Garden. I really love that book. I like the way the movie is nothing like the book, by the way. So if anybody hasn't read the book but saw the movie, you got to do that. Then, of course, you know, Disney had a big part of my life. And there were random authors that I don't know who they were. I read a lot when I was a kid. I would actually walk to the library and read the books there. Couldn't see the movie Bambi, but I got to read the book. The book's awesome. The books, to me, are better than the movies because you feel the characters and you get to know what the writer's thinking, yes. You know what their emotions are. And a lot of times that doesn't convey right in the movies.
Is that a benefit to you as you write your story, as you're writing The World of D'Atra, where you give us enough information that maybe 10 of us read the story, we may come up with 10 different visions of who that character is and how they're fitting in? It's all in the imagination of the person reading. Is that something you strive for, to let, okay, I'm going to give you this information, and then you enjoy it?
Yes, exactly. You want the reader to see themselves as the main character's point of view. You want them to feel that they are the main character going through. And a lot of times I struggled with that during the writing. I had to go back and rewrite. But that is one of the things. I mean, J.K. Rowling, Stephen King, Dean Koontz, all their books, they are phenomenal for making you feel like you are that character and you're the one that's got to solve these problems and do these things to make the story flow.
Well, readers are going to enjoy this book, the compelling fantasy novel, The World of D'Atra, by our guest, Catherine Cardona Andrade. And the book is available, again, wherever books are sold. I'll spell everything for you here. Catherine and Cardona is Cardona-Andrade, Andrade. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, or if you just put in the words, The World of D'Atra, D-E-A-T-R-A, It'll go right to the book, and you can order it there as well. Catherine, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. You and your children, the young, do I call them children? They're old enough now. The young adults you have living
young
in the family.
Is probably a better word.
Yeah, I call them, you know, kids, youngsters at one point, and they're really adults who are really have a vivid imagination. I love how the family works together in coming up with the creatures and the world that you've created. Thank you for being with us on the program. Hopefully we can do this again and when the new book comes out. And you can also find The Druid's Ring, and that's available at Amazon, Kindle. What's the one with Kindle where you can get it free?
It's Kindle Plus.
Kindle Plus. Okay. At Amazon.
I used his name by the name of KM Cars on that one. So it's The Druid's Ring by KM Cars. And like I said, Kindle Plus, you can get it for free.
Now, you're not going to make any money if everybody goes and gets this. You just want us to enjoy it, right?
Yeah, that book, I had a little problem with Amazon with my account. I can't access it. So I'm going to have to figure out something. They won't work with me, and I've tried every way I can to get into that account. Can't do it. So the free is better for tax purposes. That book needs to be free. But my other one, please purchase it. Let's fly with it. Let's go. Let's let the world enjoy a bit of peace and imagination and magic. And let's put unicorns back into the world, because it's really what's needed at this point.
We need to do that. So you buy the book, you talk about it at the local library, you talk about it at the local bookstore, and the world will be a better place. And our thanks to Catherine for joining us on the program today. Thank you so much for being with us again. We look forward to doing a follow-up with this, with the new book. And I'd like to thank King Pages Press, kingpagespress.com, their website, for assisting me in our conversation with Catherine today, the author's marketing consultant. Catherine, thank you. It's been a real pleasure. Thank you for being with us on the program.
You're welcome, and I enjoyed this. You all have a great day.
Thanks, you too, and keep reading. The book is The World of D'Atra. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us is the website. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.